This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders meet on Friday for their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years, with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world's poorest countries. The group of leading economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, and the United States, say unity is the goal, and a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. The leaders are meeting at a seaside resort in Cornwall, southwest England, and are also expected to outline more help for developing nations to build up infrastructure as a counterpoint to the debt-fueled spending by China in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Germany will lift its pandemic travel warning for most countries beginning July 1st, its foreign minister said Friday, bringing back more normalcy as citizens are increasingly vaccinated against COVID-19. Restrictions, however, remain in place for countries with higher levels of infections or where virus variants are circulating, such as Britain or India. Germany has in recent weeks eased most curbs, including allowing shops and restaurants to reopen. But rules on mask wearing in shops, regular tests for school children, and employees working from home remain in place. Tens of millions of children may start rolling up their sleeves to get vaccinated to meet China's goal of vaccinating 80% of its population against the coronavirus by the end of the year, health officials said on Friday. Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials claim phase two clinical trials have taken place with two Chinese-produced vaccines on people aged between 3 and 17. Children have been largely spared the worst of the pandemic, becoming infected less easily than adults. This is VOA News. Hong Kong censors now have the power to ban films that endanger national security, prompting concerns about freedom of expression in a city once known for its vibrant arts and film scene. Authorities are cracking down on criticism of Chinese Communist Party rule, arresting many pro-democracy activists in the city, and implementing a sweeping national security law that criminalizes actions such as the calls for independence during months of anti-government protests in 2019. The Hong Kong government announced Friday it has amended the guidelines for censors in the city's film censorship ordinance to include vigilance against any, quote, portrayal, depiction, or treatment of any act or activity which may amount to an offense endangering national security. The amended ordinance takes Hong Kong a step closer to the censorship of films on the Chinese mainland, which are closely vetted for themes and scenes critical of the Communist Party's leadership or that do not align with values that the government seeks to espouse. Around 18,000 Tokyo Olympics workers, including referees and volunteers, will be vaccinated from next week, organizers said Friday, as they try to build confidence that the games will be safe. Just 6 weeks until the pandemic postponed games open, officials are still battling domestic opposition and fear the event could spread the coronavirus. Japan's vaccination program got off to a slow start, and while it's picking up pace, just over 4% of the population is fully vaccinated, with close to 13% having a first dose. Tokyo's 2020 chief said she had hoped the vaccinations will allow staff to participate in event operations with a peace of mind. The jab, she says, will target those interacting closely with the athletes on a frequent basis. That includes referees, Olympic Village staff, employees and contractors, airport employees, doping testing officials, and assistants from the National Olympic and Paralympic committees. Some of the 70,000 volunteers will also be included if they are expected to have regular close contact with athletes. And European Union countries agreed on Friday to an easing of travel restrictions over the summer that will allow fully vaccinated tourists to avoid tests or quarantines, and broaden the list of EU regions from which it's safe to travel. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states approved a modified European Commission proposal for people who have been fully vaccinated for 14 days and now should be able to travel freely from one EU country to another. Just over a quarter of EU adults are now fully vaccinated. The revised guidelines coming as the EU introduces COVID-19 certificates that will indicate whether a person has been vaccinated. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.